Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enterfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com, enterfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnterHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 1-11-2019. We got a live show. And ladies and gentlemen, Revelations, chapter 4. And this is verse 18. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And you see, it's just incredible, because what is getting ready to happen, and that's potentially happen. I mean, I don't know exactly, but what the Lord Jesus has been telling us in Matthew 24 and in Luke 21 and in his revelations to John of Patmos. And you need to really start to read this and to understand it, because what's going on is much larger than just the border and the American political scene. If you look at the total chaos around the world, then you understand when I read, Albert Pike's, the Third World War, that somebody on behalf of who they worship, according to Pike, is that they worship, the Masons worship, the god not Anunnaki, but worship Lucifer the Lightbringer. That's in his book, Morals and Dogma. And let me read that Third World War again from the top. Let me just read that, because it's going to be something that is tied in with something else I'm going to talk about. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati and between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Now, you know, on 131 of this month, the EBT, the SNAP cards and the food stamps and stuff, are likely to run out at the 31st this month during the shutdown. Already, I see the map of Antifa has, and it was out of the article of that was posted up on Steve Quayle's website. And the fact is that Antifa is already declaring Antifa zones with a map in Nashville's metro area, and anybody who they feel is a fascist, they're going to bash them or go after them or attack them, and that they're considered fair game. Now, Nashville, you see, is the up-and-coming growing city where 80, 100 people move in every day, new. And it, of course, is booming, and it's booming because, a large part, because of entertainment. So it is, in a sense, like the California of old, the Hollywood days of old. But here you're now going to have this Antifa go into there and do all of this stuff. And then that's going to be, you see, right when, probably, if this is not a settled deal by then, the government shutdown, when these food stamp benefits and other, I think, SNAP and the, I don't know what all, the XYZ4379GXY, you know, 427, you know what I'm saying, all the EIEIO initials mean. But basically the food stamps and any of the welfare cards that are with the government, the feds. So the fact is, you're liable to start to see some most bloody turmoil, and you're already seeing a large number of the people protesting of the government workers. And I understand all of that. But, you know, I thought about that today, and I said, you know, that's interesting. They announce, you know, on all the news how, you know, General Motors is going to shut down the plant in Lordstown, Ohio, and there's, you know, blah, 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 and there's going to be, you know, over the course of the United States, you know, 15, 20, 30, 40,000 or more people will lose their jobs. They don't give a rat's, you know, what about that? Well, that's just natural, you know. But, boy, just let anybody in the government not go to work or have to sit out for a little bit. I mean, people lose their jobs, you know. And that's been the story. That's been the story of America the last 20 years prior to Trump. You see, that's been the story for quite some time. And then with Trump, it's all coming back. Of course, they've got to get rid of him because he's blowing the game that the Illuminati had planned, and the Illuminati worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, you see? And they want chaos, ordo ab chao. They want total chaos on the planet, so their order, the New World Order, the Novus Ordo Seclorum that you see on the $1 bill. They want that to come out of all of that. And they also really want is blood sacrifice of large numbers of people in the world to bring Lucifer onto the planet, you see. So they've got to get some wars going here. So we're going to see this most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries. Antifa, BLL, all the different ones, okay? And I'll tell you what, the yellow vest, you seem to be like that is all on the up and up, but I'm going to tell you, to me, I see evidence of the possibility that that is not necessarily, I think somebody's still being paid here. I think it all fits in. You got Greece going wild. You got getting ready to have the United Kingdom. You got all the Muslims in Germany, Sweden, you know, all over the Scandinavian world just going stark Billy, you know what, and the cops giving up and the whole bit. We have this total chaos going on. So everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, Pike says, not me, but Albert Pike says, the man who invented the 33rd degree, the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, who he says whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light. Oh, yeah, you got to have more light, right, Masons? Well, here's what Pike's telling you. You will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. So if you're sitting out there and you got a question, well, you know, and Pike, and I don't know about all that, here's what he has to say. You will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. Well, you know, they put all those statues up in the state capitals and all that. The Baphomet-headed Lucifer, you know, with the little children, and had them in the Christmas scenes and all that stuff too, you know, next to the Christmas displays. And this manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. And that's what Pike is talking about. Now, this Third World War, you see, we have some other ideas and things that are, you know, working in here. And if you go into Revelations, you can start to look at the different things. You see the like this, for instance. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Now that's interesting, because we got coming up in a week or so, 2 weeks, what is it, the 21st, 22nd, the blood wolf moon. I'll tell you what, it's getting real interesting. The stars of heaven fell into the earth, and even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll, and when it rolled together, every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, but let's go back up here to this thing where it says, and the heaven departed as a scroll. In other words, it like rolls out. And when it rolled together, every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Are we talking about a pole shift or a crustal shift? Well, we've seen Earth's magnetic pole is on the move fast, and we don't know why. You see, that's some very interesting stuff. We're talking about it moving over towards Siberia, towards Lake Baikal, you see. But if you read Revelations, and you should read it again this weekend, and you should do it in a new unit of time, so to speak, with a new fresh eyes, as they say. And then read also Matthew 24, Luke 21, and then read Matthew 25. Read the Isaiah 17 and 18. And there's a lot of other passages too. But then go and read Revelations. Because here's the deal. There's a large discussion, you know, of a lot of people. And I followed this and looked at this since probably 1998, that type of time frame. Because you remember the book 5-5-2000, when they were expecting a major pole shift or crustal shift back then. And it's complex the way they talk about it, and then there's an interesting book, End Times in 2019, by David Montaigne. It's the end of the Mayan calendar and the countdown to Judgment Day. And then there's all kind of information that is out there that people discuss this. But anyway, he's talking about alignments of planets and different things. And they talk about the sign of the zodiac, that's the 13th sign, which is in between Sagittarius and Scorpio, okay? Ophiuchus. And they talk about in heaven a spot where, you know, it's like the center of the universe is over Earth, and that there's alignments of planets. And here's what it says. I'm just going to read a little bit here. The intention is clear. This is from the Mayan Popo Vuh. And the world is destroyed by a deluge during an alignment of planets. And a deluge would be tidal waves and water and all kind of weird stuff. All right. During the alignment of planets overlapping the central bulge of the Milky Way as the tipped over water jars of the New Age of Aquarius are poured out. The odds of four of these planets being as close as they are to the sun portrayed in the Dresden Codex near the galactic center are very low, with odds of 1 in 250. The planets are not in place for such an alignment when the Mayan long count ends in December 2012. So we've already had that experience. And remember Apollyon Rising 2012, Tom Horn's book. But the planets are not in place for such an alignment when the long count ends in December 2012. But, listen to this, the planets do fit that Mayan description for about 6 weeks around what they say will be the pole shift in December of 2019. What they're saying is the pole shift in December 2019. In fact, there are seven astronomical bodies near the galactic center throne, what they call the throne of God, during the week-long pole shift between the end of the seven-year tribulation and judgment day, they say. And the five bismal planets, plus the sun and moon, are the seven lamps of fire burning before the throne in Revelation 4.5. So they're talking about the idea of a pole shift from December 21 through 28 of 2019. And that's a number of different people talking about this. All right. And then you see, after that, perhaps is a renewal. Where we've got over here in Revelation, the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. They're talking about a massive, like, solar wind or a massive, you know, energy coming from the center of the galaxy. But you see, when you open and you go to chapter 8 of Revelation, you open the 8th or you open the 7th seal. And you've got all kind of stuff going on. You read it. Go read it. Part of that's also the great star from heaven burning as it were a lamp, and a bell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And a third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Wormwood might be radiation, you see. Now another group, dealing with the High Masonic and the different things, and they go in and they look at different monuments, like the pyramids, and they add up certain stuff, and they look at the measurements of them. And then you look at the Washington Monument. You know, and it's 555.5 feet, you see. And then they talk about, you know, a pentagram, and they talk all kind of different stuff. But if you look at that, they then have at the top the Pyramidion at the top of the Washington Monument. At the beginning of it is, they say, is 2009. And then there are 13 steps or levels of the Pyramidion that go up to the year 2022. So, this is another time frame where they say that there's 3.5 years, you see. You work backward from 2022. And I believe you get to about December 2018, don't you? So there's different time frames. But you see, I don't know exactly the date or the time or whatever. Now, I can recognize some of the season of this because Lord Jesus tells us in Matthew 24 what's going to happen. People say, well, Hawk, what do you think's getting ready to happen? I'd say, go back and read what I've been telling you to read, and the Lord told me to give to you. And let me just read it one more time. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. It's just the beginning. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he, listen here, verse 13, Matthew 24, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains, and let him which is on the housetop not come down and take anything out of his house, and neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe to them that are with child, or them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then, now here you go, verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, and no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. It is just very, 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 very incidentally what's starting to go on, you see, and the Lord Jesus is telling you about it. It's going to get so bad that if it's not a short period of time, all the flesh on the planet would be killed and it'd be gone. Oh, man. Verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Oh, let me tell you, that's Matthew 24, and you ought to read that tonight, and you ought to read it to your kids. You ought to talk to them about it in terms of like the Earth's magnetic pole is on the move. Now, let's go back to the Gog-Magog War, or to the war, you know, where maybe Russia and China are in a World War III type scenario with us. Or they attack us, or something happens. Well, if you have a pole shift, and you know, Charles Hapgood and a lot of people have talked about the pole shift, you see. But there was one spot, let me see if I can find it here. And it talks about what's going to happen, perhaps, if the magnetic North Pole moves over by Lake Baikal in Siberia. And what he's saying is, let's see here. Yeah, here we go. Here's one unfortunate consequence that is very predictable, assuming there are clear signs this is happening. the many more people will eventually know that Mongolia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and a huge majority of China and Russia will become uninhabitable. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on SurviveToThrive.net. And that's the number two, the numeral two. And I'll tell you what, you can always go and listen to the archive shows. And if you want to, you know, send me an email, you could go to, RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. I do try to answer them as best I can, although I get quite a few every day. And, quite frankly, it's getting to be real interesting, all of the stuff we're talking about. And it all starts to tie in, you see. It all gets tied in. And if we have Russia and China, where if a pole shift happens, they're saying that eventually, no, that Mongolia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and a huge majority of China and Russia will become uninhabitable. And the new Arctic Circle starting in Russia would roughly cross over Archangel, Kazan, and the Aral Sea, the northern borders of Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, and Tibet, Chongqing, Wuhan, and Nanjing in China, South Korea, the southern tip of Hokkaido Island, Japan, and back into Siberia near the Kamchatka Peninsula through the Arctic Ocean. Then they asked a question, does anyone assume that China and Russia will go down quietly, allowing their homelands to freeze over without seizing new living space for their population? Or will they send their armies and populations away from where they expect a new Arctic ice age to claim lands with resources at safer locations? Such a flip would set up a World War III as everyone, not just the Europeans, struggled for what the Nazis called Lebensraum, or living space to justify territorial expansion. And perhaps this is the reason Revelations 9:13-16 describes Armageddon, an apocalyptic war with an army of 200 million that will come across the Euphrates River and kill a third of mankind. Now, what happens in the United States, and where will the new equator would also go through Bermuda, Mauritania, West Africa, Congo, Madagascar, just north of Perth in Australia, and just south of Mackay in Australia, south of Hawaii, the middle of Baja California, Hermosillo, Mexico, San Angelo, Texas would be the equator, Shreveport, Louisiana, and through the middle of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina, and Atlanta's possible future location would be near the equator. And it may be relevant to the site of a very modern monument to the cycles of destruction, the Georgia Guidestone. And you remember it's up there on the old mountain up there. And it was put up, the six granite slabs, on a hilltop in Elbert County, Georgia, over 600 feet above sea level. They have 10 suggestions for humanity, the first which is to maintain humanity on planet Earth under 500 million. Well, in 2012, it's, you know, 14 times that. In other words, today we're sitting here over 7 billion people. So I'm telling you, this whole thing would change up a lot of stuff. And it could go that people on the coastlines, all the coastlines get totally awash. And huge surges of water come in as the whole earth shifts. There could also be, as well as the pole shift, there could be a crustal shift, you know, where the crust itself turns or, you know, something. Now, I've talked to you last night a little bit and other times about how I think that they've tried to, like, speed the planet up. And, you know, there's a slight wobble to the planet. There's a frequency, you know, the Schumann resonance. Schumann resonance, you know. It's like a 7-point, you know, such and such frequency. Which, incidentally, is interestingly very close to the proper alkaline numbers that you should have for the best health of your body. Slightly alkaline rather than, you know, in the sevens, 7 to 8, rather than acidic. And then, you know, the magnetic fields have gotten weaker over the years. And then there's been things done with them where, like, the Navy back years ago blew a hole out over the Arctic with nuclear weapons to try and attempt to melt Antarctica to see what was underneath, because they knew stuff was there. And they also knew from Operation High Jump, where they sent Admiral Byrd and his guys and the whole crack troops of the U.S. military were there with aircraft and ships, and they went down there and basically to fight against the Nazis who were in New Schwabenland, and instead they got taken out of the sky by what? If you've not read the accounts of all of this, you could read Steve Quayle's Empire Beneath the Ice. Steve Quayle, Empire Beneath the Ice. And you can read about Admiral Byrd's trip and also his trip into the inner earth there. It is just going to be really interesting what happens, and I don't know exactly what happens, as I said. But I do know what Lord Jesus has told us. And he's told us all of these things are going to take place. And you have to include Revelations, because that's the revelations of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos. Patmos is an island off of Greece, I believe. So now, another thing to put into the mix here. Brother Quayle, stevequayle.com, and incidentally, you can get Steve's book, Empire Beneath the Ice, and his new book, Terminated, The End of Man is Here. Incredible book. You can also get the various other books and also the wonderful CDs and tapes and things from the conferences that Steve has had with all the different people, Tom Horn, Tim Alberino, all of the different speakers. And you can pick up all that there, and you can also tell them, hey, call them at 406-586-4840 and Steve can get you some gold or some silver. If you got your other preps done, as Steve would say, then gold and silver will help you. All right? But if you don't, go ahead and finish the food, water purification, the water storage, firearms, NBC gear, nuclear, biological, chemical protection, the medical supplies, all the different items. Why do we do that? We do that in the spirit of Matthew 25. And lamps and lamp oil, and believe me, I tell you what, I'm redundant on that, because if the sun is going to be dark as sackcloth of hair, and the moon is going to be blood red, and you can't get much light out of it, then I'm going to want some lamps or lanterns and lamp oil and plenty of it. You can also get 120-hour candles, you see. You can get the nice Dietz lanterns or the Petromax lanterns. The Petromax is a good one, that brass Petromax lantern, because that thing, you can use just about any fuel in it. But I like to get the really the good lamp oil, and then I'll tell you what, calculate 3 or 4 hours of fuel per night and take that out to 365 nights and see what you get. You got to figure out the bill of like one of those Dietz Jupiter lanterns or one of the big, you know, barn-like style lanterns, and how much you can put in it, what the burn rate is, and how long, how many hours they'll last. So you got to figure out how much to do, and then you do the same thing with 120-hour candles, and maybe you should be redundant, you know? So do you have enough light for, you know, 3 years? I don't know. Something to contemplate. You also got to eat. You got to have water. And you got to be able to purify water. Because what? 1/3 of the waters will be bitter from wormwood. So if you call old Brother Quail up, tell him Old Hawk sent you. If you get Steve, or if you get Tyler, his son, or Daryl, his real capable, tough old manager up there, you tell him Old Hawk sent you. Hello to my buddy down there in the old kudzu vine. I know you're hiding in there, but I can see you, buddy. The old kudzu buddy from Alabama. Anyway, up there at Steve's site, there's a real good, let me see if I can pull it up and tell you. It's a YouTube video. It's a MUFON video from YouTube. And I'll tell you what, I watched as much of it as I could this afternoon. I had to go do something else. But, see here, Secret Space Program, if you scroll down at stevequail.com, in his story section, Secret Space Program whistleblowers claim we have technology 1,000 years ahead of anything you see. Special access programs can be massive in scope and can remain hidden behind a veil of secrecy for decades. And he goes in and he talks about somebody named, the guy speaking talks about a guy named William Mills Tompkins. And Bill Tompkins, or William Mills Tompkins, wrote a book, Selected by Extraterrestrials. And he was a genius that designed, and at the age of 15, the Navy brought him on and brought him in. They made a deal with his father to bring him in, because this guy was a genius and he could, like, take a look at something and tune in to the design of something, or listen to somebody talk about some design. Like, they had him talking to various people, the Navy did, and he worked on North Island, San Diego. Hello there to Super K, my buddy Super K down there by the Coronado. But this Tompkins guy designed all these solar warden spacecrafts, huge things, craft the size of aircraft carriers, crafts that are much bigger than that. And all of the different types of engines and propulsion systems. We've talked a lot about this. You need to go listen to those whistleblowers at the Secret Space Program whistleblowers. Go up to Steve Quayle, click on that. Because this is just not about other things here. You've got all of that, and they gave a list of stars, and they gave a map and a list with timelines, and it's called the Rockwell, I believe, star chart. And it talks about all the different events of, you know, getting when we got into the space exploration and the different items and what they will do at this stage of the game and that stage and this stage and this stage at this date. And also to the number of different names of the stars that we're going to go visit. And in there, the guy also talks about how the Navy and the military went around and found portals. P-O-R-T-A-L-S, portals. In other words, portals where they could take off with a craft, an anti-grav craft, or one with the faster-than-light drive, okay, go through the portal, and they found one there in Northern Virginia. And I know of a lady that lives up there in Northern Virginia, and I thought about her when I was talking about this, because I used to tell her that that area, she lived in the mountains, she had dogs and stuff up in there, that that was an area of a lot of secret bases and stuff, and that she also used to talk about how she was always seeing UFOs and stuff. Well, that's because in Northern Virginia, there's a portal, allegedly, where they can come and get on a ship or a craft, pop through the portal, and be on the moon in 5 minutes. On the moon. And then come back before lunch. And that they discovered different portals around the world. All right? Go look at this, because this is important too, because now we're talking about Solar WordNet basically is talking about putting large numbers of people out in space to defend the planet Earth and to explore into the universe. Now, most of it is done under the auspices, quote unquote, of the major space corporations. You see, the aerospace corporations. Rockwell, Grumman, Lockheed, Martin, Northrop, Boeing, all the different ones, you see. McDonnell Douglas. And you'll be very well interested to see all of the different stuff that they talk about within just a short period of time on that YouTube video. So we got all that going, and we're tracking right back with Pike, aren't we? Okay? And what he's planning to do, and the Luciferians are planning to do. And then you've also got the fallen angels who must now use technology to travel because they were thrown down and they no longer have their first estate or their abilities as angels of the first estate. They've been thrown down by the Archangel Michael, who recruited me to strike blows on behalf of Lord Jesus and to secondarily to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see of what might come and how they might prepare. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the old radio? You want to keep me swinging blows and smacking the Lucy up the side of the head? And I hope you do. Then anything is most needed and wanted. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Can be FRNs, Federal Reserve Notes, silver dime or quarter, half dollar, silver dollar, whatever it might be. Could be a tenth ounce of gold, whatever it is. Check, money order. All most welcome. send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Georgia, 66208. And hello, hello, hello to good friends from Buford, Georgia. And also to somebody in Zion, North Carolina, you know. And to somebody, right there is the old scholar at Temecula. And the old folks in the outposts and rural areas in Nevada. And just another thing, ladies and gentlemen, sharpsaddles.com. Sharpsaddles.com. They have a new storefront in Oregon. And I'll tell you what, you can pick you up some nice things there. A brand new saddle for the new year, because you may be having to ride a horse, or you may need panniers and saddlebags for pack animals. Because if the old EMP pops, goes the weasel, from the Russians, the Red Chinese, the Iranians, who are also threatening us now, the North Koreans threatening again, and we go power grid down, EMP, knocks out most of the computers. Well, then you see how all of that fits in, too. Because if China and Russia try to start a war in order to gain some ground and maybe take the eagle out so they could then capture the food supply of the United States and also raw materials, and the other thing that the Chinese army wants would be American women, because they don't have enough women in China to go around to all the men. Just like the Muslims, you see. They're going to have to try to pick over all of the wives. The Scandinavian and German girls, the English girls, the American girls, you see. So this is going to be one, you know, what was it Pike said? Yeah, most bloody turmoil. So that's what's fixing to get ready to happen in this old world. And they're going to take off here pretty quick against Trump, and they're trying to take your guns already. And then already, a day or two later, Feinstein, Dianne Feinstein, who is passing Nazi legislation, a German woman, or excuse me, a Nazi legislation being passed by a Jewish woman, or attempting to be introduced, to ban all assault weapons, when she knows very well that the Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto, if they would have had first-rate weaponry and everybody would have been armed, then the Nazis would not have taken them. And Heydrich would not have burned the Warsaw Ghetto. And the trick is, I used to remember the guy used to have the JPFO. He passed away a few years ago. He was a good man, Jews for the Preservation of Firearm Ownership in America. And he's the one that stated that one old senator, you see, happened to be on the old Nuremberg Council of Attorneys back during the war, and he noticed the Nazi gun control legislation of the 30s, and he took that back, had it translated, and that became the Gun Control Act in 1968. Told you that last night. But here you go. You have an incident now in Oregon today in a school or outside a school with a shooting, all right? Within a remembrance stuff, because DeSantis got rid of, apparently is getting rid of, that left-wing sheriff that apparently allowed, the attack, because they never picked the kid up down in Florida a year or so ago. Remember all of that? How quickly we forget. But you're going to see it all rock and roll. The wild weasels get ready to really roll now. So I'm going to tell you, the Lord Jesus told you in Matthew 25 that you got to prepare and you got to have your own lamp and your lamp oil. You're going to miss the bridegroom. Okay? And what was it the Lord Jesus said? What did he say? Here it is right here. Afterward came also the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So you got to watch. And all these things are going to be fulfilled. Let me rest assured and tell you that. But open up your mind bigger and look at the world scene and look at the massive things that Lord Jesus is telling you are getting ready to happen, rather than just on Trump that and Trump this and Pelosi and, Pelosevic and Schumer and Feinstein and all the different Ocasio-Cortez and all the stuff. And incidentally, it's a little bit more complicated to declare the state of emergency and all of that than you think. It's just not as cut and dried. The fact of the matter is, and they talk about this act, the Emergency Powers Act in 1976. Well, and in fact, we've been under emergency powers under what was called the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, as amended 1933, also known as, AKA, also known as, the Emergency Powers Act. We've been in a state of emergency since 1933, and that Congress abdicated their powers over to the executive branch. And the executive branch is the only one that could rescind the state of emergency. And as one of the first acts every year, each president since Roosevelt has declared a state of emergency in some place, some fashion, and it's usually quietly done in the first week of the new term of office. And it might go, we declare a state of emergency because of what's happening in the Balkans. But don't you go into their loose fairy night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Get prepared in earnest. Get prepared in earnest. Get prepared for what is coming. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Good night.